Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the BSU Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Congratulations, Tom. Sweeps are never easy.
No, they're not. And you know what? The guy, we needed it. We obviously stubbed our toe at home. We talked about it, and I thought the guys really responded well. I thought we had a great 60-minute effort. They didn't have much. They didn't have much going down low. I thought defensively, I thought we were really stellar. I was really proud of our guys defensively, Schulte.
You were able to move the puck, and if you can move the puck and get your guys' feet moving, you're a much better team, aren't you?
Well, you know what we did, and we managed the puck so well tonight, and we made them play a 200-foot game, and by managing the puck, they coughed up. They threw a lot of grenades. We put them on their heels, and I was really especially proud of our guys. Where last night we managed the puck poorly. Who's kidding who? And you know, it is what it is. And then there's turnovers. You never get into a rhythm, but you play 200 feet. You make the opposing team make plays, handle the puck. You put a little forechecking pressure. It's amazing how much territory that you actually control and how many offensive zone faceoffs you get, how many line changes they're getting. You take them out of their rhythm. And, I mean, even in the third period, their first shot was that goal, I think, wasn't it, Schulte?
Yep.
You know what? So,
yep.
I mean, we went 8-9 minutes, and, again, they didn't get a lot. So, again, I thought it was just a good game to build on for our guys.
I thought Wednesday night you easily had one line better than the others. Tonight, I couldn't pick out one line that played better. That's what you need, right?
Well, they did, and I thought that fourth line with Rue and Dickey and Phil played very well as well. So that was kind of good. That was good too. And everybody contributed. And I just thought everybody played well defensively. I thought we were really good away from the puck, Schulte. I guess I look at things probably a little differently. And again, I thought we were good away from the puck. And I guess that's how I kind of dictate things sometimes.
Graham McCormick, you expect a captain to play well. You talk about a guy that quarterbacks your power play. It's him.
Well, again, that knuckleball was huge. I mean, that was a face-off play. That was our one-timer, and Jerry won that thing, and Graham got it off, and it was a knuckleball. And, no, it was a big goal, obviously.
Both power play units operate a little bit differently. They do different things. When you're able to come at a penalty kill in multiple facets, it puts a penalty kill on their heels. And if a penalty kill's on their heels, you're going to score goals, right?
I think Travis has done a heck of a job this year. Really good. I think Travis has done, and Teddy too, an outstanding job with their power play units. And I think there's a lot of different looks. They're not predictable. I mean, we have our nuances for those power plays, and I think he's done a great job of tweaking things. I think our guys are confident with it, and I really like, I mean, Wince is, you know, Wince obviously, again, Teddy's gone, you know, a little more, but when they're together, they work together. But, again, Travis has done a good job, and we actually did a few things different tonight. And, hey, we didn't get a power play goal tonight, did we?
No.
You know, but again, you know what? We had some good looks, and hey, it's going to be stale at times. The power play is very cyclical; it's up and down. We all know that. So, you know, we were riding high a little bit ago, but you know what? We weren't winning consistently, obviously, when our power play was going. But I also think they got good possession. They're getting good looks, and you know, there's a little diversity in each one of those units.
Well, if you're making them defend for 2 minutes, that's got to pay dividends down the road.
Big time. You're spot on, Schulte. And, again, you know, it's hard to score. It's hard to score.
Yeah.
You know, but, again, if you're doing the right thing, that gives the guys confidence, too, or keeps the confidence, I should say.
The Reed Mimic save percentage is inching near 94 right now.
Well, it's obvious. We all realize, again, if you have a save percentage of 92 or more, you're going to win a lot of games, and that's what it's about. And, you know, that's good to see. And we just got to build on this now, Schulte.
Well, I felt bad for him. He gave up 2 goals on the weekend, and I didn't think he was out of position on either one of them.
Yeah, I got to look at the other one. Was that from behind the net? And it kind of
just kind of crawled up his stick.
Yeah, I got to look at it. So, you know, but hey, the bottom line is we just won the game, and that's all I care about right now, Schulte. I'm not worried about anything else. We got 2 days off, which is great for the guys. This actually turned out to be a good road trip for us. And our guys get back at, what, 8, 9 o'clock tomorrow. They get 2 days off, and then we got a couple light practices, and we got to head back on the road.
Well, Ferris on the road after 4 points is a whole lot better than Ferris on the road after no points.
Big time. No, you got it, man.
See you then.
Thanks, Schulte.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.